you.
No, but you didn't even try to stop him.
We suck again. Greetings, loyal listeners. You are listening to The Blowhole on Finsider Radio. This fine evening, you have myself, James Radio, who is in extremely surly form, and joined by my ever-eternal optimist friend, Rob Cast. Rob, why don't you talk me off this ledge, or try?
It was a bad game, man. It's still early. This is the first 4 weeks of the season are just extended preseason. Yes, we look terrible. Maybe we fix it. Let's fix it.
That's it?
Okay. Yeah, that's about all I got.
Yeah.
I do have this. Before you go on your rant, the most annoying stat going into this game is the whole, like, Josh Allen is like 7-1 against the Dolphins. He has the Dolphins number. I'm like, four of those wins were against like the worst team in the league. Nobody, we weren't beating anybody in the back then. There was like a 5-win team that wasn't even supposed to win 5 games. Like, I'm like, some of those you can't really count, but.
I think you could have been quarterback of the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, and they still would have won handily in that game.
I don't know. He made two good throws. He made some bad throws. He's definitely like average Allen. He's like in between last year and the year before. Like, he made some great
throws.
No,
he's not. Yeah. No.
But he also missed some guys.
It's just pointless to even, like, it doesn't really. I mean, for me, like, this, like, that was. For us to play like that in a home game in South Florida in September, when, you know, we should be, those are the games that, you know, I didn't think we were going to win, but I mean, like, we weren't even close. It felt like watching that Ravens game from 2 years ago, and that team, that Dolphins team that played 2 years ago in the home opener against the Baltimore Ravens, was the worst football team I have ever seen. And that's exactly how I felt on Sunday. There was no point during the game on Sunday that I felt like they even belonged on the field with the Bills, even when the Bills were like trying to let us back in the game. It was, I could not have lost more faith in this team than I did.
It was
on Sunday. I am over it. Like, this whole regime to me can just, I just don't even know. Like, I'm over this regime. Like, they sold us on the rebuild and the process and, you know, all this stockpile of draft picks, you know, when they were, you know, nine draft picks in the last two drafts in the first two rounds. I can't think of one of the nine that are like surefire hits.
Wow.
You should at least, okay. The guy he's had two brutal drops and muffed a punt on Sunday. He's been good. I'm just saying.
Oh,
like,
my! If you're going to tell me that Waddle's a bust, then your rant.
I'm not saying he's a bust. I'm just saying there's none of those nine picks are surefire hits. None of them are anywhere close to being like Pro Bowl level. Like, they're all. Some of them might be okay. Like, some of them might be okay. You had nine picks in the first two rounds, last two drafts.
Yes, but
some of them might be okay is not okay. And then they're saying they don't want to trade for Watson because they don't want to give up all these picks. What difference does it make if you're drafting guys like Austin Jackson, Noah Igbinoghene, and bunch of guys that like don't do anything? What difference does
things.
It make?
That they're literally the one organization that wants to trade for Watson. They're not. It's not the picks. It's literally the fact that the guys might go to jail and might be a monster. So that's a whole other ball of wax. The other thing is, for years we've been saying all these draft picks, you have to understand they don't all hit. You're lucky if half of them hit. So yes, nine first and second round draft picks, nobody hits on all of them. If you get you want five good players out of that. And
do you think we have five good players? I don't think we have anything close to five good players out of those nine.
I think we will end up with five good players. I think Holland's going to be good. I know Waddle's good just from this year. And honestly, Phillips, obviously we don't know enough, but I still That's just jury's out. I could say he's going to be good, but I don't have anything enough to say he'll be good. So, but the guys this year, you know, it's you can't. The jury's out. It's hard. Last year, you know, not ideal. Obviously, missing Austin Jackson not being a plug and play left tackle that you don't have to worry about. That's a miss. That sucks, and that's a miss. Igbinoghene, that's a stretch and a miss. I'm not saying all of these were hits. He shows flash, he shows promise, but that's what you'd want out of a third or fourth round guy, not out of a first round guy. So yes, there are reasons to criticize, but I'm not saying it's a total failure. And just because, and this one game, I mean, there are scheme problems. I don't know if this co-offensive coordinator thing's a good idea. You know, maybe if you're a defensive-minded coach, you need to bring in some high-powered offensive coaches to put in some good schemes, because I don't know how much of that where these guys are terrible at their job and how many of them if they were put in bad positions to do their job.
I just don't understand. Like, I don't understand how you could have that much draft capital, make the amount of changes and all of the things that we've done and be that bad, like be as bad as they were on Sunday, as they were 2 years ago with a team full of practice squad guys.
Okay, that I have one
had
question.
had just met literally the week before, like 2 days before that game even started.
Last
and they
week,
looked just as bad. And they actually scored 10 points in that Baltimore game, by the way.
Last week, I was telling you that I am worried about the offensive line, and you Correct. Were telling me how good they were.
I know, and I was not saying. I said they were better than I was cautiously optimistic about them, I believe is what I said. But either way, I am done. Like, this team is awful. Like, I am 100% in the corner of trading whatever the Texans want for Watson to try and make this work. Cause that otherwise, like, this isn't going to work. Tua is not the guy. This offensive line is terrible.
Whoa.
This offense is
so
this,
now Tua,
this team.
Wait, now Tua is not the guy. Nope. He literally didn't even have of 2 seconds to throw before he was hit. From that game, you're saying he's not the guy. Because last week you didn't say he was not the guy.
So, exactly.
So,
yeah.
That happened last week where you would say Tua is not the guy. That was, he tried to throw it 4 times and was he was sacked completely.
He can't move. He can't move around the pocket. Like, who would you rather have, Rob? Seriously, who would you rather have? Would you rather have Tua and a bunch of draft picks that they're going to miss on? Or would you rather have Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson could actually play behind that line and probably would have scored some points in that game.
Deshaun Watson is on hold until his legal matters are settled. I don't want to trade for a guy in this situation.
And you're okay with this team and like you're okay.
I'm not okay with the game they just had, but I don't think that every game's going to look like that. The
you
Patriots
think this team is better than the team from last year.
I do think it's better than last year.
Oh, my God.
I think it's better than last year. The Bills destroyed us last year. Literally
we scored 26 points in that game that they destroyed us in. And honestly, in the week 2 game that we played Buffalo in Miami, that was very close. And they could have won.
I'm saying
when
three,
Fitzpatrick was playing quarterback.
3 NFL games ago, they crushed us. And then they crushed us again. This is not... Is not that, and you're it's not like that last
but they spent an entire offseason trying to combat specifically that.
Not everything works instantly, just give it some weeks.
It's
here.
Been instantly, Rob. It's been 3 years, 3 years that they've had to build this team, and this is what they're doing.
You don't
they're
think
losing
this team
35
is better
to nothing
now than they were 3 years ago.
What's that?
You don't think they're better now than they were 3 years ago.
That's what my whole point was, that they look exactly the same as they did 3 years ago against Baltimore with that team of literally nobody.
I would
like,
say
that's what that looked like on Sunday.
Yes. Yes.
That's the whole point.
That did look like that on Sunday. I agree.
At no point. I feel like there was one point. I'm trying to think of like all the crappy coaches that we've
but
had.
But this is
the last
one. It's one game.
Let me finish my point. I mean, I think in Joe Philbin's last year, they had some games where they were just getting destroyed. right? And he was fired in the middle of the year, right? Like where they, like, I feel like the Buffalo Bills came down early in the season and destroyed us that year. And then, you know, and that team had a lot of talent, you know, and Philbin was a terrible coach. The Gase teams, say what you will about Gase, like those, they might not have been fun to watch, and I'm not sticking up for Gase. I hate Gase, but like they weren't losing 35-0 against, you know, really good Patriots teams, you know, like even if this Bills team is that good, which I don't think they are, like you can't lose 35-0 like to anybody at home.
You can. Losing 35-0 is the same as losing 35-34. It's a loss. It happens.
Okay, Rob.
The Packers were terrible week one by a arguably not very good Saints team destroyed them. Does that mean
this
they're a failure?
This team is so not close to being good. And you comparing this team to the Green Bay Packers is hysterical.
Like, I'm saying this happens all the time. In the first few weeks, a team might just crap the bed and they might not be terrible. Look, they might be terrible, but you
don't
know it yet.
They're going to get destroyed in Vegas on Sunday.
They're
going to
win.
By the Raiders, who are, like, seriously, like, that. You think that's a good team? I mean, they're a good team, I guess, but...
No, the Raiders are a good team.
They're going to destroy this team on Sunday. Like, this team is terrible, Rob. Like, this is an awful football team.
All right, what's the score? What's the score going
to
be? I know we
31-13. 31-13, Raiders.
Yeah, I think we're going to beat them. This is the Raiders we know and love. They overperform. They lose when they shouldn't lose. Now, granted, you know, going in with Jacoby, we know, everybody knows by now Tua is out. The ribs are fractured. Is it fractured? Is that what they are?
I don't know. The story seems to change from day to day. I think, honestly, like, I was – I mean, I know – and the hit was, like, I mean, legit. Like, I know breaking your ribs is, like, one of the most painful things ever. He didn't come out on the sideline to, like, watch. He wasn't out there with, like, his, you know, he wasn't out there with his boys. Like, you know, it came out at halftime. They were bruised ribs. You know, they were saying they were bruised all week. And then all of a sudden now they're broken. Like, I wouldn't put him back. I mean, I'm not throwing him out there behind this line. Like, but what difference does it make? Like, he doesn't look like the guy to me. Like, it's just like, this just doesn't happen. Like, if he was a good quarterback, like, this kind of thing, I don't know.
I spent years
making, like, excuses for Tannehill and all those things. And it's just, it's the same. Like, if he was a great quarterback, if he was the guy that we need for this team, we would know. And we don't. And he's not. And it's time. Like, I'm done. Like, let's go. Let's go get Watson and just move on. Like,
wow.
Or just fire everybody. Because I don't want to watch this anymore. That was embarrassing.
Wow. Well, folks, welcome to Overreaction Theater by your host, James Radio.
Yeah, I definitely am. It's definitely a lot of Overreaction Theater, but there's truth in there, and I think everybody.
You know what? No, I'm saying it. When they turn it around this year, you're not allowed on. You're just gonna have to. You can't. You're gonna have to watch from the sidelines. I'm not gonna let you. I knew they were good. I'm not going to let you
know. I'm never going to say I knew they were good. Like, I wouldn't go on the air and say all these things and come back and say, oh, I knew they were going to turn it around. Absolutely not. If they turn it around, I will be absolutely shocked. If this team wins 7 games this year, I might have a heart attack. Like, there's no way. No way in hell this team wins 7 games.
Oh, we're winning. I don't know if we'll get to the 12 that I wanted. But even so, We knew we'd be glad if we split the first two.
That is true. I did say that.
And that's where we are. And the next two, honestly, we'll be glad if we split the next two, because I don't see us beating the Bucks, and we should. It's the Raiders then the Bucks.
Raiders then Bucks. Which we're not winning either one of them.
But then Colts.
Colts
Jags,
might be winnable, but I don't feel
very
good
about
that. And
then Colts-Jags, those are two winnable. So we could end up, you know, it could just be 3-3.
No, the schedule lightens up. Like, after the first 5 games, like, it does get, like, there, you know, there's some Jets games, there's the Jags, there's the Texans. There's definitely some winnable games, but, I mean, it's like we're going to lose some of those games. Like, this team is not going to win all of those games. They're not good enough to do that.
We're going
to
beat the Raiders and the Colts.
Okay. Yeah, what's your prediction for the score on Sunday? And it's not a knock on Brissett. I actually like.
I thought he played much better than
yeah. Like he can take he's big enough to take hits and he can move around in the pocket. Whereas it was like, you know, two is the absolute no. Like he doesn't seem to know what he's doing back there. He gets blown up all the time. Like at least Brissett is like shaking off hits and moving around. Like
Tua looks small back there and not small.
Oh, like he would have died.
Like a Kyler Murray who looks small, but he looks small like a bouncy ball that just is like, dude, that is just going to get out of there. Like
he just doesn't have the mobility. He has like, this is, and I think, you know, probably like, we were sold on, you know, like that, like, oh, this is, you know, this guy, he would have been the first pick in the draft. And like, keep in mind, this was during the pandemic. They couldn't actually go out and scout him. They just had to watch these tapes that he was sending out. Like, I think like that you're seeing it, like we're seeing it on a Sunday to Sunday basis. Like he just looks slow. And like in college, like he could like move around and was quick, and he doesn't look like that at all.
Well, his ceiling is a little more athletic breeze, right? You're going for, this is a guy, an accurate guy.
That's what I thought. Right. But I don't think he's anything close to that. Like, well, I don't even.
I mean, he's not there yet. I mean, he's just in his second year and he needs time. Everybody needs time. The guy, everybody wants to blast him that he doesn't go through his reads. I don't know if he's ever had time to go through his reads.
That's not what I'm giving. Yeah.
No,
that's
not
what
I'm saying. I'm just like, saying I see that criticism.
I'm saying like he doesn't have the quickness, and he's not moving around. Like, and he's too small to take these kind of shots, and he can't get himself out of danger. Like, we've seen it 2 weeks in a row now. Like he's taken like huge hits. Like Russell Wilson's played behind some pretty bad offensive lines. The guy never takes any like really hard hits. Like he's always able to like move around. Like, you know, he's very mobile and agile. And like, that's what I thought we were getting with Tua, and he's nowhere close to that. Like, that's not his game.
I'm not going to let the one game change my entire mind.
It's not just the one game. It's like we've seen multiple games. Like he just doesn't move around very well. Like even the Patriots game, he wasn't moving around really well at all.
He's not
a big guy with like a great arm either. Like it's just like he's just not the guy. Like he's not who they thought he was.
Maybe. You might be right. But we don't know. And we will see on our way to 12 wins.
I remember like I'm having flashbacks like to like going through like the Tannehill years. It's like, oh, we don't know. You know, have we seen enough? Like, are we going to do that again for 4 years with this guy? Like, I feel like we've seen enough. Like,
well, here, let me give you a little advice. As the guy who never really was the big Tannehill believer that was listening to you being like, no, you just got to give him a chance. It doesn't matter. We're on opposite sides. Nothing matters other than watching them and hoping they play well. And when they play well, it's great. And when they don't, it's bad. So,
yeah, it's especially painful because I really had high hopes for this team this year. I really did. And
But look, just the same way nobody wanted to give the team credit for winning. Granted, it was a close game and they didn't look great, but they did enough to win. Let's not make them the worst team in the world because they lost ugly. Because look, know what this game?
I don't think they're the worst team in the NFL. That's what I'm saying.
This is the one thing I want to say. Obviously, the offensive line issue was a huge issue, right? There was no time. Guys coming through untouched. Terrible blocking schemes. Brown missed the thing, an assignment. Jackson went to, like, guys were going, picking up the wrong guy. Like
Jesse
terrible.
Davis, who's supposed to be their best player, like, or their best offensive lineman, was missed, the worst.
That's one that got to have knocked out. Yes, all of that.
And the guys that were beating them were, you know, AJ Epenesa, who was a second round pick from.
But no,
this was not.
These guys were untouched. These guys weren't swim moving their way through. They came through untouched. It didn't matter who it was. We could have made those sacks. This was not. I'm not saying this is not even on.
I'm just saying the guys that were getting through, that were getting there. Like, I mean, you're right. Like, they weren't being blocked, but they weren't. Those aren't blitzers. Like, Epenesa is he's an end. He's like your hand in the ground type of guy. He's the guy that hurt Tua.
Like, if you don't,
they're
block
just missing
him,
blocks on guys that are obvious pass rushers.
No,
right.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not defending that. I'm saying all that was terrible. But even with all of that, down 14-0. This team still had a shot. Everything went wrong. This felt like those
they
Jets.
Had no shot. I know what you're trying to do, and I know what you're saying.
This felt like those Jets games in the 80s where no matter what would happen, every bounce went against us. Every ball, every fumble, everything got tipped. Everything went against us, and we just couldn't beat that crappy, crappy team that I hated. This was, I mean, you had Parker dropping a not catching that high point ball in the end zone where he could have. The fumbles on third, like.
Grant fumbled, Wilson dropped one. Yeah, no, I mean.
There was
yeah.
so many, every bounce went against us as well as playing terrible. This was literally like, we shot our own foot.
That's because the team is bad, Rob.
It's not. Like, sometimes that stuff happens. That's not because the team is bad.
Man, oh my God.
You get, but luck is a.
Okay. Like, do you watch other football? I know that. Like, yes. So you see what good teams look like, right?
Yes. They look
not
like the
like
Dolphins
that.
Last week.
Not like that. Like, they don't look like that. They don't look anything close to that.
Sometimes they do for 1 week. If this persists, we got a problem. If it's a 1 week mirage, it's a mulligan. We get mulligans in the first 4 weeks, but only one. That's our mulligan. Now we go.
Yeah. I mean, if you lose 35-0 or you lose 34-31, it's still a loss. Like, I get it. Like, it's just one game. I do understand that.
And if you want, and if you cry like a little baby, you're never going to get ready to win the next one. You got to shrug it off, put on your big boy pants, and get to work. Are you with me?
31-13, Raiders on Sunday. Get ready. Get ready for a really long Sunday afternoon.
Dolphins are going to win this one 27-24.
Oh, God. Okay. Is Fitzpatrick coming out of retirement?
He's not retired, but...
I know. I was joking.
We might actually have to score on defense or special teams to make this one happen.
Yeah. Score a couple on defense and special teams. All right. We didn't really recap or preview next week. I mean, we kind of... Just
well, let's
talk
a
little bit about it. But
we'll preview next week after the break.
I mean, we just made our predictions. Why are we going to preview?
All right. Well,
we need to take a break. We'll do pick them from around the league. Rob, and if you want to, you can tell me why I'm wrong and this Dolphins team isn't terrible when we come back from the break. Everybody, if you're enjoying this, please stay tuned. And we're back. Had a little bit of time to cool off. There probably are some actual Dolphins notes that we should talk about before
we
get to
better?
Pick them.
Did you get that off your chest?
I do. I've been honestly, this isn't the only outlet that I have, so I have been ranting to my other groups of Dolphin friends as well.
I feel sorry for them.
So the Will Fuller situation, when we recorded last week, we were under the impression that he was playing. Obviously, we have no idea what the personal issue was, but there was a personal issue and he did not play. Would not have made any difference in that game whatsoever had he played or not.
What if he played?
But he is back. He is back this week. He will be playing. I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. But he will be playing on Sunday. I hope everything is all right with him. I guess that's pretty much it, Rob. Are you thinking that has anything to do with anything?
I think it's better that he's back than him not being there. He's definitely makes our receiver room better. Hopefully he can catch because that seemed to be a problem a little bit. We've had a little bit of the dropsies. Waddle had like that one drop that I didn't blame for him. It was like one of those little swing passes that was like behind him, made him like turn around and spin. It was like a third down. And it would have been nice, but like the ball was literally behind him when he should have been led by it. And
it wasn't as bad as the drop that he had in the week before.
No, yeah,
that's
correct.
That's for sure. The muffed punt was pretty bad.
The muffed punt was bad, but I mean, that could be a rookie trying to make a lot happen, right? You know,
he's literally just all he has to do is catch the ball, the punt.
I know,
he wasn't
but he's
trying
also
to do
not...
anything except catch a punt. Like, don't make an excuse. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, catch the punt.
Yeah,
like,
I understand. But he was also, I mean, Grant was hurt, right? Grant was hurt already, right? That's why he was not out there.
I don't know. I don't know how Grant's still on this team, honestly. Like, he gets out there for one play, catches the ball on a third down and fumbles. Like, Why do you ever play him in wide receiver?
That was
not dropping a touchdown. Like now he's fumbling
enough,
in the red zone.
Enough with the angry man. That was for the first segment. We'll never get through anything if you just go on 10-minute bitch fests.
Why did you have to bring up Jakeem Grant?
You did.
No, I didn't. I was talking about Waddle dropping the punts, and then you brought up Jakeem Grant.
Because, all right, you're right. You're right.
Fine, let's get on to pick.
I brought him up.
All right.
I know how to calm you down. So let's talk about the Raiders, who last week beat the Pittsburgh Steelers and Minkah Fitzpatrick.
with all the draft capital we got for him, right?
Yeah.
Well, either way. Yeah, I did win Pick'em, right? Because, yeah, I had the Raiders. Who else did I have?
Did. You had the Raiders, and you had the Bucks, which was obviously a very good pick, except they... The Falcons were in line for that terrible backdoor cover that I was hoping for and betting on, and God, they just exploded. They were like within four in the fourth quarter and somehow lost by like 20.
They're such an interesting team. I was watching that game and I was thinking, you know, maybe this is the secret for them. Like they just, instead of getting way up, if they're just way down in the fourth quarter, maybe they can come back. And they got close. I think if it's just a close game in the fourth quarter, they're going to give up a bunch of touchdowns. Like it doesn't matter if they're winning or losing. They're just not a fourth quarter team.
They're not a good team right now. They gave up 20 in the fourth quarter.
Two pick sixes back to back were pretty special.
Yeah, those hurt.
So Bucks did cover. That was good. And then the other one, I think I had the Bengals with a point and a half. They did not pull that one out. They lost to the Andy Dalton led Chicago Bears.
They were only half led by Andy Dalton. He got hurt.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Fields is getting the start for the Bears. I think he's probably going to turn. I think Fields is going to turn out to be the best quarterback of this draft class, honestly.
I think it's going to be Mills.
Well, but then the Texans can just, that just gives them more leverage to trade Watson, I guess. All right. So speaking of Mills, playing on Thursday night, you'll get to see him up close and personal, getting 8 points at home against a 2-0 Carolina Panther team led by Sam Darnold. I don't think the Panthers are very good, but I think they're definitely good enough to beat the David Mills led Houston Texans on Thursday.
Definitely. I agree. And like most of America, now that we don't have any draft picks from Houston, like we don't have to root against them. God, were they exciting with Tyrod? They were playing really well, and they were in that game. They were tied with Cleveland. Like that was going to be a feisty team. And the poor dude, man, he gets hurt again.
He can't stay healthy.
That's just sad. Is he Tua size? How many Tuas is he? Is he more than one Tua?
He's a little bit more than one Tua, I believe.
And he's still too small. That's not good.
Yeah. All right. Washington football team at Buffalo. Washington football team getting 7.5. I think Buffalo is going to win pretty handily there.
Yeah. The Washington without Fitz and that defense not really living up to the billing. So I'm with you.
All right. The Chicago Bears getting 7.5 going into Cleveland with Justin Fields. I like the Bears a lot in this game. I don't know if they're going to win, but I definitely like them to cover. I think Fields has a Fields day.
I think the Cleveland defense has a Fields day. I will bet you this one. We will put it in the stat sheet. Let's do
all
it.
All right.
You get your 7.5. Chicago +7.5. Yeah. James. Got it.
Justin Fields +7.5 in Cleveland. All right. The Baltimore Ravens favored by 7.5 going into Detroit. That Detroit team's pretty bad. I like Baltimore. I don't know if I'd necessarily bet this, but yeah, I think they're going to.
Can I go on my everybody? Nobody gives the Dolphins enough credit, and I granted with last week, there's reason. The Ravens literally beat the Chiefs the same way we beat the Patriots. Like, right, they were going to win if the dude doesn't fumble. And yet, everyone's like, oh, the Ravens finally beat the Chiefs. And everyone's like, oh, the Pats beat the Dolphins. They just didn't score. But the Dolphins just scored more points.
I agree. And you know what else is really frustrating about that is the Dolphins led the entire game. Like they were losing maybe like for like,
there was that
brief moment where they were losing by 3 points after the refs gave the Patriots that touchdown. The Dolphins were literally winning that entire game. And you know how I feel about the Dolphins. So that just tells you how bad the Patriots are. Like that is not a good team. And no, the Patriots does not deserve to win that game. The Dolphins were winning the entire time. But, like literally the entire time.
I know, but it was the exact same scenario. It was a team going in to win and they fumble. And yet
that's ridiculous
for us. Yeah. It's like we stole a game and yet nobody's saying that for the Ravens and good for the Ravens.
I mean, it's just, it's just what it's like to be a Dolphins fan too. I mean, even when you're getting murdered at home and the refs are still terrible, like still like giving the Bills all the calls that like the Bills needed any help. Like that, like the refs were terrible on Sunday as well, but they always are. Like they just always are. All right, I think
we both like the Ravens.
Yes.
Don't let me take the wheel. I will just go in any direction.
Indianapolis Colts getting 5.5 points at Tennessee. I like the Titans.
We like the Titans. We're assuming this is a Wentz plays, even though he's got like two broken ankles. I don't think it matters.
That Colts team is not very good. They have a decent defense.
They're weird. They're,
they're not a very good team. The Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers getting 6.5 at Kansas City. I think Kansas City bounces back in a big way.
Yeah, I have to pick against the Chargers. I just have to root against them. I can't hear the Herbert over Tua things. It just hurts my soul. And I'm not saying that he has played better over the season in two games. I get it. But I didn't like Herbert pre-draft, so I can't jump on the thing and be like, we should have taken him because I didn't want him. So I'm going to hope
for Watson makes that irrelevant. Like that makes the whole conversation irrelevant.
I can't do it until the guy is out of that truck. That's just
And I mean, he's a scumbag. Like I'm not defending the person. I'm just saying, like, I want to see the Dolphins win.
I know. I don't want to be the ones that say, you know, do anything for a win. But he makes his team a Super Bowl contender. I mean, he's that good. I've said
100%.
I've been saying it for years. He's my behind Mahomes. He's my favorite young quarterback. Like
exactly. From a pure talent.
Level. Not as a person.
Right.
Not a fan of the accusations.
No.
Just want to go on record to say I'm against that stuff. You know, in case it's not clear.
I think we're both aligned there. All right, New Orleans Saints +3 at New England. I think they're two very mediocre football teams playing on Sunday. I guess the Patriots will win because I think their defense is a little better.
Yeah, I'll take a Belichick defense over a Jameis Winston. But, you know, maybe the Panthers end up being good. Maybe their defense is for real. Yeah, they beat two crappy teams, but who knows?
We'll see.
Who knows?
Atlanta Falcons +3 at Giants. Oh, what a terrible game this is.
Ooh, that's
I guess the Giants, they're both bad.
I'm with the Giants there.
Cincinnati Bengals
Falcons
plus
have
three.
Burned me enough.
Cincinnati Bengals +3 at Pittsburgh Steelers. I like the Steelers.
Yeah, the Steelers are like a bad team, but they're like with a base of being almost good. The Steelers are a bad team with like a base of being terrible. They're
But wait, you mean the Bengals are a bad
team. The Bengals are terribler than the Steelers.
Agreed. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, that the Burrow to a Herbert draft, like, I mean, I don't know if any of them are really going to be great NFL quarterbacks, honestly.
So here's a thing I don't want to bring up because I don't want to put it in the universe. Why have I not heard anything or anybody even saying that the Steelers should be in on Watson? Because Ben is done, and that team has talent. The Steelers
replace one rapey quarterback with another one.
You already probably have the lawyers on staff. Like
that's true. Yeah, you've already had to deal with this PR. You can just dust off whatever PR playbook they were using for Ben. Just replace the name.
But they have no plan, and he does not. He looks like he is no longer capable of playing. Like at a high
I don't
level.
Think they have the draft capital. I think that's why it always keeps coming back to the Dolphins.
But I guess we still have a couple of. We're not loaded. We have now. We have one
But we still have three first round picks in the next 2 years.
They keep going.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, all right. Arizona Cardinals -7.5 at Jacksonville. I can't believe how low that line is. I think
is that because
Cardinals are going to destroy.
Is that one's in Jacksonville? They might give the extra point with the whole flying east to west or west to east kind of thing. Maybe. I think that's double digits easy.
Yeah, those are two very unevenly matched teams. All right, the New York Jets, speaking of unevenly matched, +10.5 at Denver. Denver's 2-0. They're actually a little feisty. I mean, they're definitely going to destroy the Jets on Sunday. They might be for real.
They're very much kind of were like mimicking us, right? They have a good defense, decent skill position, and the question at quarterback.
They have a much, much better offensive line and a much better quarterback. Yeah.
I'm saying going into the season, the whole thing was upgrading the quarterback and all that. And Teddy Bridgewater is not a much better quarterback. I don't even know if he's much better than Brissett. He's a capable quarterback.
That's fair. He's probably a little better than Brissett.
Right. So I don't want Tua's better. I want Tua over Bridgewater. I know you're. No, he's shaking his head. He's lost his damn mind. He's literally saying he would rather have Teddy Bridgewater than Tua. Get off. Sell your hat. You're out. No more. You're off. Go root for the Jets.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Who's better? Zach Wilson or Tua? No, forget it. You paused. You didn't even take it that long to think. Get out of here.
Neither. I don't want either one of those guys.
Get out of here. You're the worst. All right, what's the next game?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 0.5 at Los Angeles Rams. I like the Rams, actually.
Well, you could have them. I mean, this is, who knows? I'd be curious.
Yeah, it's a pick 'em pretty much.
But I'll take the Bucs. This is going to be it. This is probably the game of the week.
It's the top two teams in the NFC for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Seattle Seahawks favored by 1.5 going into Minnesota. Well, this is another one. I feel like the Seahawks should be better than they are, and I feel like the Vikings aren't as bad as they've played. All the Vikings should have won on Sunday. They missed that field goal at the end, so. And they should have won in Cincinnati as well. I guess maybe should have won in Cincinnati is probably a little strong. They could have won.
Went to overtime. I mean, they.
Yeah.
I like Seattle.
I'll take the Vikings just because we need another game.
Take it. Do it. Terrible idea.
I don't think they're going to go to 0-3, but
you always win that pick 'em. Just do it.
All right. Green Bay Packers getting 3.5 at San Francisco. This is another good game. Sunday nighter in San Francisco. The 49ers are sneaky good. I've been saying that for a little while. I like the Niners.
Yeah. This will be interesting. I probably would not bet this one. I'm curious to see what Green Bay does against a good team.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Because we've seen them lose to a bad team and beat a bad team. I want them to see what happens when they play a good team.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. And then the Monday Nighter, Philadelphia getting 3.5 at Dallas. I think Dallas wins this one.
How weird was that Dallas Chargers game last week? Like,
that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, are the Chargers on defense?
Neither team punted. There were like hardly any punts in that game. I don't understand how they only scored.
They were just like long sustained drives and like no points.
Yeah, I kind of probably need to rewatch it because it was just a weird game. I don't know if they were shooting themselves in the foot or whatever, but I mean that was everybody's like. You know, daily fantasy game, like load up on all of those players. And
yeah, no, I know.
All did nothing.
in our league, I'm very Cowboys heavy for some reason. And was not a good week for the old Hell Satans. All right. Okay. So that does it for Pick'em. God, I hope I win Pick'em this week.
You're up, 5-1. So you could be swept and you're still sitting comfortable.
Yeah. All right. we're going to take another break. When we come back, it'll be our favorite segment of the show, although it's quickly losing its appeal to me, Fantasy Camp. And then we'll follow that up with some much needed nonsense. So please stay tuned. And we are back. So I guess it's time for Fantasy Camp.
Miami Dolphins.
Fantasy Camp. The best segment.
It is. So Rob's enjoying some success in Fantasy Camp this year. It's just, I guess, because the Dolphins are terrible, that means Rob's going to be good at Fantasy Camp all of a sudden.
That is not true. It's 2 years ago.
When the Dolphins are good, I'm good at Fantasy Camp.
This is because you don't believe in the team, so they don't play for you.
Fair enough. All right, so why don't we recap what happened last week?
So last week was an offensive disaster.
We've been over that. It was very, very much like our first year of Fantasy Camp.
You having the first pick last week went with Gaskin, who racked up about 7 fantasy points. I followed with Waddle and Parker, which were the two high scorers, although Parker tied Gaskin with 9 and 7 points for them. Then Gesicki for you, and then a bunch of garbage for you. Went Gesicki Fuller, who did not play.
Well, that was, I kind of got hosed.
But again, who were you going to
not playing?
Who would you have put in his place? Preston Williams.
I mean, Williams Grant. Or Grant, I guess, but it doesn't really matter.
It wouldn't have gotten you the 5 points you needed.
No, it was close. I mean, it's who knows? Yeah, I mean, if Parker catches a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, that would have been great.
Honestly, the Wilson drop was...
I had Parker, though, so if he caught the touchdown, I would have beat you by a lot more.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Wilson drop was just bad. Wilson could have scored on that one if he would have caught that one, too.
Yeah. That's what I mean. The game was, like, it seemed like the game, like, we had this chance. I believed we had this chance, and we kept blowing it, and then it was over. All right. But then, so you had Brown, who didn't do much. I had Agba, who... had the 4 sacks. So we ended up the 4 sacks. That would have been nice. I was looking at Wilson's 4 catches. He had his one's half a sack. So it was a 21-16 win. I'll take it.
I had Xavier Howard, who's like our only like bright spot, although he dropped an interception too. So
yeah, we probably should jack interceptions up to 2 points. Just, I feel like they're worth a lot.
That interception he made was I do love.
I love when the slant, when he just like vacuums up that slant. Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah. I thought Byron Jones played pretty well as well. I mean, the defense was, they did everything they could. I mean, given that disaster on offense. So
the offense was out there. Like usually when the offense is terrible, it's a bunch of 3-and-outs, like long drives that just don't get anywhere. Like we had
in
the ball.
There were some long drives in the first half. The second half, there were no long drives. Either way, doesn't matter. Let's not talk about this anymore. Let's talk about Fantasy Camp. All right. So I picked first last week. So that means you get to go first this week.
Yes, that is correct. And we are going to break tradition. I think Gaskin's been the first pick the first 2 weeks. I'm going with Waddle. Somebody got to make a big play to get to me all those points. I want Waddle.
All right. Well, that leaves me Gaskin and Devontae Parker, so I will take both of them.
Yes. So I will take Will Fuller in his debut. And even though this is his week to goose egg, I'll take Gesicki. I'm assuming he just plays every other week.
God. All right. Oh, man. Why is it so hard being a Dolphins fan? Why is it so hard? All right. I will take who's the guy that drops all the passes? Albert Wilson. Give me Albert Wilson. And nice. Then let's see. Who's another one? Malcolm Brown, just in case there's a garbage touchdown.
Do you get points for missed blocks assignments?
Probably not. I'm assuming probably not.
You would have won with him as... He definitely whiffed on at least one that was ugly. Like, wait, why are you doubling that guy? That other guy's all alone. He's all alone. All right. I will take Preston Williams. I'm going to pretend like this is his debut, even though he was out there last week. And somebody got to do something. Let's go Van Ginkle. I think he's going to have one of those games where, you know, like 6 sacks, 3 fumbles, 4 fumble returns for touchdowns, and 12 interceptions.
I would love to see anybody on this team do anything. That would be amazing. That would be just incredible. So, well, thanks for leaving. I'll take Xavien Howard. Again, he's been really the one bright spot from this team this year. So go ahead and give me Xavien Howard.
All right. Hold on. He is now yours. I have given him to you.
Yeah, this is another. This, I feel like fantasy camp has become an exercise in futility once again.
Well, to be fair, we started it because it was so bad, and we thought it would be fun to try to even make a roster out of these out of the terrible players a few years ago.
This is true.
That was 2 years ago, and last year it ended, started good, and then everyone got hurt and ended up being. Oh my God, maybe fantasy camp is the jinx that wipes out all of our fantasy players.
I don't think that's the case, my friend. Ooh.
My God, I would have felt bad if I was the reason. When and now, yeah. I know it's your pessimism that's bringing us down.
I was pretty optimistic last week, so we'll see. We'll see about all that. So I finally started watching What We Do in the Shadows, the television show.
Oh my God, so good.
It's so good. It's so good. I was wondering, because I really enjoyed the movie. Like, I didn't realize they were all, like, it was new vampires.
It was
I thought it was going to be the same ones. So that was cool. Does like Taika or Jermaine, do they show up at any point?
Jermaine shows up in a cameo one where there's like, they go to like a, it might even be the second season, but yeah, but just for like one
is episode. He playing himself from the movie, or
yeah there's like, okay. There's a bunch of vampires, like there's a thing where there's a bunch of other vampires, and I think
the werewolf episode was great because the werewolves were like my favorite part of the movie, so like seeing, like, I was glad that they had had another pack of douchebag werewolves.
But oh my God, it even gets better. Like there's an episode in the second season with Mark Hamill that's amazing. Oh, it's just it's so good. It's so good.
Nice. Yeah. I burned through like 5 or 6 of them. It was great. I'm really looking forward to continuing that. That helped me get over the massacre on Sunday afternoon. So that was a lot of fun.
I said last time that I was, you know, I was going through Flight of the Conchords, and that's just the 2 seasons, and I finished
right.
it. And I was talking about all the cameos. Oh my God, the end of the second half of the second season, Patton Oswalt, Kristen Wiig, like, I'm like, I didn't know that was you guys when I was watched this the first time. That maybe I knew who Patton Oswalt was, but I doubt it back then, because it was like 20 years ago, like, when that stuff came
out.
I'm like,
I honestly should fire that one up again. I did, I really enjoyed Flight of the Conchords. So that was some good stuff.
And Taika directed almost most of those, if not all of those.
Did you finish White Lotus?
I did.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
So you didn't bother. You didn't bother to try What If yet? Have you given?
No,
it a second
no.
Chance
I'm gonna. Yet? I'm going to. But I have. Yeah, I still haven't. Still haven't fired it up.
I actually haven't gotten. I haven't watched another one since the first. I think 3. So I need to. I forgot to check on.
Saw Shang-Chi on Saturday.
Oh, how was it?
That was excellent. Similar elements, because they're all, the Marvel movies have kind of those similar elements, but this was definitely like, it was out of the realm of most Marvel movies. It was, the fight scenes were, I mean, it was like very, very true to like, you know, kung fu, like, you know, fight movies, like right. a lot of like Jackie Chan type of stuff, which I really liked when I was younger. Yeah. So it was, yeah, it was great. And then, you know, at the, like the, I'm not, I don't want to spoil anything, but the, you know, the ending sequences were great. Like the fight scenes at the end, like it was very, I don't know if you saw the live action Mulan movie, but it had like, why you would have seen that. But, you know, I have daughters. So we did watch that, you know, had some of those kind of elements in you know, just like the, some of the characters and, you know, some of the CGI, really, really well done. Good movie, like very, very entertaining. Really enjoyed it. I liked it because it was different, you know, than some of the other Marvel movies I'd seen. And then definitely looking forward to, they're weird, like weird Marvel cameos, like ones that you wouldn't think about. Like,
the
villain from the Hulk movie, Abomination or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I heard you that.
Yeah, and then Wong from Doctor Strange.
One I'm excited for, and I don't know, the trailer did not look great to me, but Amazon has The Wheel of Time, which was a 14-book giant epic, you know, fantasy thing that I had read over COVID, and now they're making it into a series. So I'm hoping that's good. I'll definitely check it out. I don't know if it'll be good, but I'm looking forward to it.
I'll look into that. Anything to get my mind off the Dolphins. I'm tired of feeling like this.
We're going to beat the Raiders.
If you say so.